Okay, where is him? Okay. Hello, sir?
Good morning.
Well, good morning, sir. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is going to serve as the lead for your hearing. She will be the lead panelist, so just hold on to the phone. And the next voice you will hear will be the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chiara.
Good morning.
Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Victor Chiara, 320713.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest. You were notified about this hearing on September 14th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
Yes.
Okay, on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you could represent yourself. So which is it today? Did you have an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
Myself.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. We have in the room the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Westby, who will represent the Department of Corrections and your parole officer in your hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in, Mr. Chiara and Mr. Westby. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr.
Yes.
Chiara, thank you.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Chiara, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, so what I'm going to do is read this allegation to you, and I need you to respond whether it's true or false. Okay, so we'll start phase one of your hearing, and the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to report or maintain contact with your assigned officer after being discharged on July 24th, 2018, from Traditions Halfway House at 2429 West Vista in Phoenix. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Quiada, is this true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Quijada's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in the criminal vice or company.
Second.
Agree.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agree. Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Quijada, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, which is the one where we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back with you in a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
July 13, 2018, Mr. Quijada was released by the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested August 11, 2018 by the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on August 14, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of December 31, 2018, 18 of 7 days. Current conviction, 2017, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. 2017, criminal possession of a delivery device, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His discipline violations are moderate. All the rest of the record resulted in charges that were either dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is a G1 V2.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Quijada, it looks like when you were released, you were approved to live at Traditions, but you, that would have been about July 13th, but then you left the place on July 24th. And where'd you go?
I went to Santan Valley to stay with the man that was employing me. I did call my parole officer once. He didn't answer. I left him a voicemail. but I failed to make any more attempts to make contact with him. And once I missed my check-in date of August 6th with Watts, I went and apologized to my father for messing up my parole, and then I turned myself in at Customs in Nogales.
Okay, so that was August 11th then that you turned yourself in?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. And you were working then. Who were you working for?
His name is Oscar. He worked doing pavers, those little stone blocks that people get in the driveway.
Yeah, okay.
And he was paying me $20 an hour and discounting my rent from my pay while I was staying with him.
Okay. So would you be able to go back there and work with him again, do you think?
Yes. He told me to take care of my problem that I got myself into. It was a month, if it was 6 months, if it was a year, he said, I'm more than welcome to return. He's a good family friend.
Well, good. You must be a good worker then.
Yes, I am.
He wouldn't take you back if you were a slug. Okay. What about, let's see, it looks like you were assigned a color with task, but you didn't wind up submitting anyways. Had you used drugs before, or were you using drugs at all while you were on release?
No, I was not using drugs. I've been clean and sober for coming up on 12 months now and 3 weeks.
Okay, so almost a year. What drug did you use, sir?
I was using heroin and methamphetamine.
Okay, those are two tough ones, that's for sure.
Yeah, it took me about 3 years to get to where I'm at today.
How did you get clean?
I went to Mexico. And I stayed with my grandmother until the withdrawal process was over, and I was able to socialize again and kind of get my life back together. I had a couple lapses, and it was what it was, but I was finally able to overcome that addiction.
And do you still see your old friends, or?
What was that?
Do you still see your old friends that you used to hang out with?
No, I was a recluse. It was me and my the mother of my child. Unfortunately, she's still using, and it was very hard to not see her after not seeing her for 13 months. And I got to stay away from it. It was a toxic relationship, and it was nothing but drug use for the past 5 years that we were together.
So you have a child then?
No, I stay away from all that, and that's why I went. That's why I agreed to go to Santan Valley with that man officer that hired me, because it kept me away from her. It kept me away from the city, the area where I was living at, where it was easy to go back to.
Yeah, understood. Well, that must be very difficult to not be able to see your child.
Well, I see my child. My mother-in-law has custody of her. And every weekend when I was out there, she let me pick her up and take her to the movies or out to eat or buy her some clothes.
Oh, good. How old is your daughter?
She's 14 right now. She turns 15 on October 22nd.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad you have a good relationship with your daughter.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
She actually threatened me and told me that if she found out I was talking to Mommy that I wasn't going to be allowed to see her anymore.
Oh, okay. So your daughter's pretty smart then.
She's a very bright, savvy little young lady.
Well, that's good. I bet you're proud of her.
Very.
All right. Well, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Can you make a question for Mr. Cowan? Okay, Mr. Cowan, we're coming up on the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of that you want the board to consider, sir?
I just want to apologize for my irresponsibility, and thank you for your time here today.
Okay, sir, thank you very much. The board is going to go into discussion, Mr. Quijada. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we will just ask you to stay on the phone, listen to the discussion, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, sir, thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Sekiala is certainly an earnest young man. I believe that he's been clean for 12 months. I mean, 12 months is a good period. He had some pretty tough drugs to get past. Looks like he was working, has his daughter, and appears to have his head on straight.
Hold on a second. Are you still there, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
That's interesting. Yeah, the phone is beeping a little bit, so make sure we didn't lose you. Board is still in discussion. I wish he had not absconded. That's the part that I'm having a little bit of trouble with, and maybe other board members can comment if they'd like to. But because of the abscond, I know he's got very limited criminal involvement. Just the one conviction, but I'm concerned about the absconding. So any other comments from board members? Okay. Then I'm going to, based on information in 2018W2290, our conversation with Mr. Quijada, it was very pleasant in this hearing. Information from Mr. Westby, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Quijada was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 18 days, during which time his parole officer did not know where he was. And that's my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by, who seconded? Mr. Neal? Okay, seconded Mr. Neal, agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Keneally. Okay, and Mr. Keneally?
Yes?
The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, so we're showing a release date for you of December 31st, so within this year, you will be done with your obligation to the criminal justice system. You will be free to do anything you want. You won't have a parole officer to call into or a drug test to give or any of that. We certainly wish you the best, sir, especially with your daughter. You've got a lot to look forward to and to live for. So we wish you the best and for a safe return to the community. And your hearing's concluded. We appreciate if you can come back to the CO3.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, sir.